Nabil Shath is fairly upbeat about this quiet season people often call a window of opportunity for peace. Shath has served as the Palestinians' foreign minister for several years. He is a veteran of negotiations with the Israelis. And while he's hopeful, he does say that Israel is moving too slowly for Palestinian interests on removing roadblocks, on withdrawing Israeli forces from West Bank cities, on discussing which Palestinian prisoners should be released next.
I will not accuse anybody of bad faith. Things usually turning around, things might take time. But I'm saying if people do not see the fruits of this agreement soon, they will allow provocateurs and others to incite us into, once again, disbelief that the Israelis are really serious in ending their occupation.
If the people, as you say, allow provocateurs to flourish among them, can the Palestinian Authority police that? Can they say, no, there are no more provocateurs, there are no more armed factions here?
That's a much more complicated issue. We are actually successful because we were able to persuade the people, not because we have such a clout in our security forces. Our security forces have been practically disintegrated by the Israelis during the Intifada and the confrontation of the Intifada. Our security forces are there in numbers, but not in equipment, not in arms, not in in automobiles, not in communication systems, not in laboratories, really nothing. I mean, it's their presence there is preemptive. It's simply to make people fear killing their brothers, that they are preventing further action on the ground. But our basic success has been obtaining a national consensus. We hope that if this works, we would also be able to re-equip and rebuild our security forces so that their deterrence in the future would be real and not only political.
What is the bottom line here when people ask from America, well, what does it add up to? Is it a moment of hope in the West Bank? Is it a time when Palestinians and Israelis think optimistically about the future? Are people skeptical? What's your answer?
There are really several factors producing that hope. One should not exaggerate it. I say to people sometimes mockingly, this is not an open window on a veranda overlooking the ocean. This is really a kitchen window overlooking the backyard.
This window of opportunity. You mean.
But it's a window. It's a small window. And we hope to turn it into an ocean view in the future.
Mr. Shath, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Nabil Shath has served as the Palestinians' foreign minister for several years. He spoke with us in his office in Ramallah on the West Bank. Throughout the week, we'll hear from Palestinians and from Israelis who say the pace of change will pick up as the Palestinians pick up more responsibility for their own security.